What's up, everyone? This is Fanboy Chronicles, and welcome to another episode of this podcast. Today, we will be talking about the process that developed me into the fanboy that I am today. Now, if you resonate with this process, or if you have a process of your own, please let me know about it at my Instagram, that is @watashiwasohil. I don't have a promoter yet, and I don't really expect to get one in the near future. Well, you know, you gotta brace yourself from some shameless self-promotion. With that being said, let's get back to the topic. Now, like most of us, my main source of fanboying is mostly through music. And the very first artist that I actually fell in love with was, of course, like everyone knows in my friend list, is Selena Gomez. Around 2010, when I started watching Wizards of Waverly Place, I took an instant liking to her, and I was obsessed with her songs. I listened to 3 songs on repeat, which was namely Everything Is Not What It Seems, which was the title track of the show, then Fly to Your Heart, which was a part of the original soundtrack of Tinkerbell, and Tell Me Something I Don't Know, which was a part of the original soundtrack of the movie Another Cinderella Story. It's weird that I even remember it, but you know, I was obsessed with her at that point, so I remember every little detail, which is, now that I think about it, really creepy. Moving on. So I was so obsessed with Selena that I actually printed out a photo of hers and used it as a book cover. And I went to school with that book, and I was judged. But it was high school, so you were judged anyway, so I did not pay attention to it. But now that I look back and think about it, now that was another creepy stunt. Shit. Moving on again. Through Selena, I got to know a lot of different artists, like Paramore. Paramore was like a favorite band at that time, so I started listening to Paramore, and I instantly liked them. They had killer songs. And Selena was also a fan of Britney Spears, so I also listened to a lot of Oops, I Did It Again, the irony. And through Britney Spears, I got into Michael Jackson, Madonna, Beyonce, Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber, a lot of pop artists. And through Paramore, which was an alternative rock band, I got into Green Day and Linkin Park. And then as years went by, in high school, I actually had a varied genre of music collection. I listened to a lot of different genres. Bollywood obviously dominated the CD collection even at that point. And apart from that, pop, rock, classical, and R&B, and hip-hop. Yeah, Black Eyed Peas. Oh yeah, shit, Black Eyed Peas. Fuck, I used to listen to a lot of Black Eyed Peas. Like, I still know the lyrics of every song of theirs. So yeah, I got to know a lot of music in my high school, but I still don't think I was a fanboy as such. Like, I was enjoying music, but the way I behaved about Selena was not the way I behaved with these other artists. And that kind of behavior came back when I started listening to One Direction. And I guess when, like, becoming a directioner was an entry into this entire fandom business, where I actually streamed their music videos, streamed their albums, watched their interviews, and had a big fat crush on all 5 of them. So I had a crush on 6 celebrities. Wow, that was totally within my radar. So through One Direction, I got to know about Little Mix, 5 Seconds of Summer, The Vamps, One Republic, and Fifth Harmony. And then that's when I knew that, okay, the fanboy in me is coming out. I am actually obsessed with them again. Again, as in I'm obsessed with an artist again. But it was in 2015 when my life changed. And it changed for better. Like, that was the year when I was introduced to K-pop. And I'm going to be forever grateful to YouTube, because YouTube recommended a random-ass video to me on a random-ass day. And that was Dope by BTS. And staying true to its name, the song was actually dope. And I again fell in love with 7 Boys. That is sick. and I watched a lot of their contents, which was either subbed in English because of course Korean was a language I was alienated to until then, but some of the content was not subbed, meaning it was in pure Korean. And I watched that video with those people talking shit, laughing, crying, expressing their emotions while I just sat there feeling happy and content. Like, bitch, I did not even know the language, but I was enjoying it. I was downright obsessed with BTS. I learned their choreographies, I started humming their songs, I started rapping their songs, and one thing led to another. 5 years down the line, I listened to around 30 K-pop bands and then around 20 K-pop soloists and a lot of K-R&B artists, K-hip-hop artists. Now, if you have to ask me who are my top 10 K-pop bands, I would say GOT7, Red Velvet, Seventeen, Mamamoo, NCT Dream, BTS, Girls' Generation, The Boys, Ace, and EXID. Now, non-K-pop listeners might not know who these people are, so you better Google them and start listening to them. And my K-pop fams, if you stan them, you have impeccable taste in music. And my most favorite K-pop soloist is Jay Park. That man is fine as F. Within this 5 years, not only have I come across amazing content musically, but I've also learned to love myself, because a lot of these K-pop artists have a message in their song. The lyrics are beautiful and they all go through this struggle to get to the place where they are now, which goes on to show how passionate they are. So through K-pop, I started loving my choices. I started being passionate about my choices. Sorry, that was a major fuck up, but I ain't gonna edit that because I'm staying true to my identity, which is a mess. Anyway, I stray from the topic a lot. Sorry. My point was that K-pop has made me embrace a lot of the things about myself that I was too ashamed to admit. And it also developed this notion in my mind that I should really not consider language as a barrier if I want to enjoy something, because one way or another, what you're gonna enjoy, you're gonna enjoy. And language shouldn't really be the reason why you should limit yourself to experience the creativity that exists in this entire world. So, like I said, this Fanboy Chronicles, like it even says in the picture, that this podcast is meant for us to explore interests. I want to explore what you like, and I want you all to explore what I have experienced. If we share the same interests, amazing, we click. But even if we don't, I really hope that you guys get something meaningful out of this podcast and get to know someone or some artist or some book, some series that probably changes your life and makes you feel better. And that is the entire purpose of doing this podcast. Of course, I need somewhere to rant, but that's secondary, I guess. Anyway, with that being said, I think I have covered most of the things that I wanted to say in this podcast, like how I got into this entire fanboy business, and I hope this podcast really gives you an insight into me as a person, because I don't really open up to people easily, and through K-pop, I have made some amazing friends who know the deepest, darkest secrets of my life. And I'm gonna cherish those bitches forever. And I hope those bitches cherish me forever, because if they don't, I'm gonna kill them. Just kidding, I won't. Maybe I will. No, I'm kidding again, I won't. Anyway, with that being said, I am gonna bid adieu to all of you. All of you? That, I'm sorry, the accent keeps on popping again and again. Anyway, bye. See you next time. Soon. Bye.